Actually, Illinois spends more on its Medicaid program than on anything else. The state has set aside $20 billion this year for its health care program for the elderly, disabled, and the poor. As part of the Federal Affordable Care Act, more low-income people are on Medicaid than ever before. The increase is beyond what the state had planned for. For the next 2 years, that won't be a problem. The federal government is footing the bill until 2017. But when Illinois does start to pick up the check, Springfield will have to grapple with a bigger payment than ever before. So what can the state do to reduce the program's cost?
Our current structure of our Medicaid program has a lot of fraud and waste and abuse in it, and that's not fair to the honest recipients who need the help, and it's not fair to our taxpayers.
That's as specific as Rauner would get when asked about it. Lawmakers could temper that payment by restricting eligibility for Medicaid, like removing childless adults from the program. But Medicaid advocates warn that will lead to more costs to individuals and the state down the road. I'm Hannah Meisel, Illinois Public Media.